You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Little story popped up on Friday, and off the air, Jeremy and I were chatting about this, and we thought it might make for an interesting little chat on the air. God, I hope we were right.
We'll see.
Because I had to ask Jeremy about this. It was a piece that somebody wrote about how to reinvent yourself. I think the first problem is defining what that means. Because for some people, reinventing yourself just means going and maybe getting a new hairstyle. And I guess that's fine.
That's the thing. Like, I think a lot of times people think reinventing yourself and you've got to change like everything. You're like everything about you is new. You're a whole new person. But it can be these little snippets, these little areas that you just need to improve on or change. And I think that qualifies as reinventing yourself as well, don't you?
No.
What? It's got to be an all-encompassing everything?
No, I don't think. I think neither.
So you're in the middle somewhere.
To me, it's you don't have to change everything. This is just me. This is just my idea. Everyone's got an opinion, right? The article we're reading is giving you 10 steps on how to reinvent yourself if you're looking for ideas.
Yeah.
I don't think it's changing everything, but I also don't think it's just changing one little surface thing, because that doesn't reinvent anything. That's just, I don't think that's reinventing. That's just putting lipstick on a pig kind of thing, you know? You're just kind of dressing yourself up a little bit. But instead of changing everything, I think reinventing yourself is finding one or two substantial things in your life to get out of maybe the rut that you've been in, or the get off the path you've been going down and veer off onto another path. For some people, that is a relationship issue. For some, it's career. For some, it's stuff with family. For some, it's, you know, getting rid of certain toxic friends maybe and just busting out, you know, somewhere new. For some people, it means moving across the country. And that can, in a way, reinvent yourself because you're getting out of your comfort zone, living around the same area that you've always, you know, where you've always lived. So I don't think it has to be changing everything, but I think it needs to be more than just, oh, I bought a new shirt today. I just reinvented myself. It's like,
not a new shirt, but I guess if you dive into like your wardrobe, like I'm going to dress a different way. I feel like I am a sloppy person in my life. I'm going to step up my wardrobe game.
I would consider
a little nicer, then all of a sudden you're probably changing how you carry yourself and how you're acting, and that essentially leads to major changes, you know.
But if it's your entire wardrobe and how you carry yourself, that is substantial.
That's a biggie. Yeah. I think moving's a biggie. That's got to be a huge one for a lot of people. Actually, where's that note that came in? Stan wrote in just a few minutes ago. He says, I'm actually reinventing myself by moving away. I've lived in Colorado for 45 years. Mm-hmm. I'm making a change and mixing things up by moving to Florida. Goodbye mountains. Hello ocean. Enjoy shoveling, boys. And that was from Stan. He popped in on our Facebook when we were teasing this. So that's a huge change. Yeah. Do you have the list in front of you of all the other ways that people were reinventing?
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that I necessarily agree. Well, this is just the article that I read. One of them was declutter and clean your home and your mind. So it's got doing a Marie Kondo not only on your house, but on your thought patterns.
Yeah.
Which I'd like to see that be a little bit more specific. But number two was evaluate your relationships. And we kind of mentioned that a few minutes ago.
Weed your garden, right? Get rid of toxic people in your life.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether that's a romantic relationship or friends relationships.
Yes.
You know, evaluate all of them. And I'll just say right now, a lot of these are very difficult. Like what Stan was talking about. For some people, that is, he's lived in Colorado all 45 years of his life, so that's going to be a big deal. I grew up as a military brat. My dad was in the Air Force, so we moved every couple of years. Moving for me is just, it's almost normal.
Yeah.
And that's why when, you know, I moved across the country a year and a half ago and everyone was like, oh my God, I was like, it's like nothing to
me. See, I couldn't do it and I wouldn't be able to do it because I've been here my whole life and I love it. And I can't even imagine uprooting. And Dom's like, come live where I am. I'm like, I don't know if I could do that.
You couldn't. I get that. You couldn't. But I mean, you could.
I could if, you know, whatever, I could.
Yeah, I mean, if they announced, but I don't want to. If they announced tomorrow that all of Colorado is radioactive and everybody needs to move out, I mean,
well, I'd be sitting here glowing.
And I love it. And every time I've done that in my life, it has given me an energetic boost. And so I'm a big fan of people moving. I just am. Like, we'll talk to people who will call in sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, yeah, I just moved here, you know, a month ago from such and such, you know, New Hampshire. And my question is always, what brought you to Colorado? And I love the people who say, no real reason. I just wanted a change. So I just got in my car, drove out here. This is where mm-hmm. I stopped.
And it looked pretty. The people were nice.
Yeah, I ran out of gas.
A lot of dogs and IPAs.
You know, on Colfax. So I just decided I'm just going to stay here.
Here I sit. On this list, I'm seeing too, a different one maybe than what you're looking at, is the whole getting your finances in order. Talk
you
about
bet.
A huge way to reinvent yourself. Stop spending. Stop going into debt. And you'll become a happier person, right? Yeah. You're not laying awake at night thinking about your bills.
Yeah, because people often think, well, I need to get a raise. I need a raise. I need a raise. You know, chopping expenses is the same thing as getting mm-hmm. a raise.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just is.
It sure is.
Journaling your thoughts. Are you a journaler?
I am not. I do have another note from Charmaine that wrote in. She says, I'm reinventing the way I declutter my mind. I'm journaling like crazy.
Yeah.
She says, you don't know how freeing it is to get your thoughts on paper and out of your noggin. She says, I journal everything from to-do lists to venting about my annoying sister. I highly recommend it. And that's from Charmaine.
Yeah.
And that's just the whole, yeah, decluttering your brain and getting it out. And you're not thinking about it. It's on paper instead.
I think if you ever went and kind of polled the people who do journaling, I'll bet 98% of them say this has been such a positive in my mm-hmm. life. And we can't even explain why.
I did it for a little while. I bought this cool little leather-bound journal book and a special pen and, you know, just to try to get myself into it. And I did it for a little while. I just kind of fizzled out for me. It's just, you know, setting aside this time to do it. And I just couldn't do it.
There's a big movement that's been going on the last few years for people to journal first thing in the morning. It's like a,
mm-hmm.
I think some people call it the morning dump. And the idea is that you're dumping everything out of your brain first thing in the morning before you
yes.
look at email, before you look at social media, before you do any of that stuff, grab a journal and kind of do a mind dump on, you know, for your day and what you've got planned. And there's one of the things on this list is to make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this will influence anybody to do this, but there is a ton of our listeners who probably have no real plan for their life. They just get them like, okay, I'm going to work today. And then I'm going to, you know, I got to stop at the store this afternoon.
I don't even know what's for dinner, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, then I'm going to watch TV and all that's fine. But do you have any kind of plan at all for your life? Because you don't need to be some corporate CEO to do that.
No.
You can figure out a plan for where you want to be.
Yeah, where you want to be in a few years. Again, financially. My God, we sit down at the beginning of the week and plan our meals for the week. We have a little chalkboard in the kitchen that we write all the meals down. And you don't know how much stress that takes off us just knowing, hey, tonight we're having spaghetti. Okay, great. Now I don't have to scramble to find something.
Love that, yeah.
It's so good to do that kind of stuff.
Number 8, surround yourself with people who are where you want to be.
Yeah.
That is something that we do on our morning show because there are a lot of people in the radio industry and not all of them have the same kind of positive attitude and drive about it that we have. And if those people end up on the show for a while, then they might not stay for very long. And Jeremy and I are both very much we have a plan for the show. We know what we want to do, and we surround ourselves with people who are all pulling the wagon in the same direction.
Sure. People that ooze success, it'll bring you success. Mm-hmm. If you're hanging out with people that drink and laying on their couch all the time, that's kind of what you'll turn into.
Yeah.
That's not us at all.
Number 9, allow yourself grace to pivot. And there's a whole conversation on that about pivoting in your life.
Yeah.
That's that includes the move, career change, health. There's a big health mm-hmm. pivot for a lot of people. And then number 10, I don't agree with.
Ruh-roh.
Number 10 says don't quit. I disagree with that one wholeheartedly. I started to write a book years ago, and I think I'm going to bring it back. I never finished it, but it's about quitting
mm-hmm.
and how, you know, we have this whole mythology based around never give up, never give up. And My opinion is there are a boatload of things in everybody's lives that you should be giving up immediately. There's a lot of things you should be quitting.
Dump and run, yeah.
You know, whether it is, again, the toxic relationships, the career, the whatever, bad habits. See, there's a lot of things you should quit. So this automatically saying, quitters are losers. A lot of times quitters are winners.
That's right.
Because they know when to quit something and bail out.
Focus your efforts elsewhere. Yeah. Absolutely.
So having said that, Jeremy and I are giving our 2 weeks notice.
See you guys later. I've had enough. We're weeding our own garden. Maybe we can change your ways just a little bit.
Well, and you know what?
We're a neutral party.
Before we go to the phones, we're going to talk to Michelle. Before we do that, you know, there's an interesting little concept about that, that many times the people you're surrounding yourself with don't want you to reinvent yourself because reinventing yourself might, you know, selfishly for them means that they don't get to see you as much or be around you as much.
Sure. Or it's like the whole dieting thing. If you're changing your eating lifestyle and eating healthy, then all of a sudden I'm like, oh God, now I got to eat kale.
Yeah, and I don't think you're always going to be supported by the people that you might think are going to support you because they don't necessarily want you changing. Let's talk to Michelle. Thanks for being on the show.
Hi.
Hey,
what do you know about this reinventing yourself?
Well, I'm not sure if I do know a lot about it, but my thoughts are making a plan is a really great thing to do, and evaluating periodically to make sure that you're kind of still headed in the right direction and that it's still a good direction for you, I think is really important to just reevaluate your plan and reevaluate how it's going and the direction you've taken and how you feel about it.
Then you can make little tweaks to it and adjust so you stay on the right track, basically.
And just making sure that you're still on the right track, that you haven't veered off and are heading somewhere you don't want to.
Right. Or if you're getting lazy with it.
Yeah. Businesses will do that thing where they, bring an employee in every 6 months or 12 months and they do an evaluation. Mm-hmm. And we think that's a good idea, right? Well, why wouldn't you do the same thing with what you're talking about, Michelle? Your plan, your goals, sit down with yourself and have a really honest evaluation.
Yeah.
Because it's tough to get out of comfort zones and out of ruts. It's really difficult.
Or even just to admit that you don't like the direction that you thought you were going to like.
Right, that's big. Are you currently doing this then? Do you have a plan?
So I decided to go back to school to be a radiologic technologist, which is someone who does X-ray.
Oh.
And I originally got my bachelor's in music, so it's a huge change of direction for me. And I wasn't sure I was going to like the medical field, so I volunteered at a hospital for a little over a year and to make sure like this is really what I want to do. And it takes, I have a family, I have kids. And so it's a lot of sacrifice to make sure that you spend enough time on something that, you're going to actually really like it instead of just, trying like a class because, class isn't the same as real life. So, trying to figure out and make sure that this is something I really want to do and I want to just spend a bunch of money on school and then hate it.
Right.
So, I volunteered and I had to take all the prerequisites because, music and music.
Yeah, well, so what you're doing. What you're doing is this thing that we talked about with the pivot. You have pivoted in your life, and I think it's solid, and we cheer you on, Michelle.
Yeah, go for it, girl.
And it's a long-term plan, so, you want to make sure as you go along that you're still in for it.
Yeah.
We are so glad you called. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
See you later.
I know the people who've gotten into that field love it, so
shoot.
She'll do great.
It's like always needed,